Here's the objection that I raised with their hearing is that they cited a specific statute, one that to our knowledge and we had communication between my office and the liaison for the Public Service Commission that this section of statute has not been utilized in 74 years.
The most recent version is 1939.
Right. And so that is, this is the first time that it's ever been cited. So, and my reading of that section was that basically based on a request of the legislature, they shall conduct a hearing. Okay. And that raised several questions. If the threshold was that one member can request a hearing, I wanted them to have a full understanding of what that could mean, the Pandora's box that I think that could open. You know, outside of that statute, I know they have their own investigatory authority, but my comments were specifically related to that section. You know, and then Senator Schmidt had six bullet points that he referenced. I think there were a couple that related to Senate Bill 207. And you know, my concerns were, okay, if you're going to have a hearing based on Senate Bill 207, are you going to hear the bill that was filed, which is, you know, one member filing the bill? Are you going to hear the committee substitute, which, you know, at least had the input of 10 people? Would a perfected version be better because the entire body weighed in? I mean, we've all seen how bills change over time. And Senator Schmidt, I, you know, talked to him, the economic development bill was very different from what was passed out of committee. So, those are the questions that I had. And in reference to, you know, if they were going to move forward with a hearing based on that statute.